Well, good morning. You're listening to Glenn Coble on my show. It's called A Progressive Life. And it's, what is the date today? I forgot what the date was. Well, I'll get to that later. And we have a guest on this day, just like every Wednesday so far. Maybe not next Wednesday. Dr. Feynman, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I had a great time listening to both of you speaking about various issues.
Well, I kept getting messages from you, so I knew you were listening.
Yes.
We had a good discussion this morning, Scott and I did. It was not an argumentative thing. It was just kind of ideas, thoughts that we both have. And Scott and I, I'm not sure if we disagree, but we quite often run our heads into each other because we don't quite understand what the other is saying. So.
But you're both great whether you're together or separately.
Well, aren't you kind? You're very kind. And you were on Scott's show this past week, weren't you?
Yeah, it was fantastic. A great time. We both had a good time.
Yeah. Now, one of the things we're still struggling with is what we're going to do next week during the inauguration. And Scott says he has already some things planned. We were talking about maybe having you on because you're not going to be on next week on my show because you'll be watching the inauguration.
I can't miss it.
Yeah, no, and we're not going to miss it either. We're going to have it on screen here so we can
watch. That's why if I could be on even for half an hour sometime between 10 and 11, it would be ideal.
Well, yeah. I asked him, and he said he was going to check with the plans he already had to see if it was adjustable. So I'll have to get back to you on that one. I do notice, though, now you are a member of a new blog. Is it a blog or a podcast? Yeah, it's a podcast, right? With Wayne Johnson?
Wayne Johnson and Gwendolyn Holden Barry, yes. The Sunday Show. I think we mentioned it last week.
Yeah, we did. Sunday Show. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Sunday Show on Blog Talk Radio, and now you're a friend with Wayne Johnson.
Yeah, and
Wayne
keeps sending me lots of things to think about.
Yes.
One of them today, he sent, he was talking about Pence, and he said his job is to execute the ruling of the House vote, and the House voted to
ask him to invoke the 25th Amendment.
Yeah, that's right. And it says it's not a discretionary consideration. I don't understand that.
I don't think he's correct on that, to be honest, because it's recommendation. They cannot force the vice president to invoke it.
That's what
I honestly
thought.
Don't know why he doesn't, though, because after all, he was under threat last Wednesday, and they were calling for him to be hanged, and he did not even respond to that. Trump talked to him for like 4 or 5 days. So I don't understand why Mike Pence wouldn't try to do that. Well, maybe he cannot get a majority of the cabinet behind him because a few people resigned.
Right. I think he has nothing to gain and everything to lose. If he does bring it up, he's going to lose those people that like Trump and will support him with votes. And if he does bring it up and it gets turned down and none of the people will go with him, then he's got egg on his face. So I think he's probably doing not the right thing, but he's doing the political thing.
Well, but honestly, I don't think he has a future. I mean, even if he runs, I don't see him being the Republican nominee. I really don't.
I doubt that goes into play in his mind. I think he probably thinks he does have a future.
Well, because he thinks God is behind him.
Yeah,
that's one of the problems he has. He keeps on invoking God all the time, like as if Jesus speaks to him directly. But Jesus does not act like Mike Pence. He would not agree with what Mike Pence has endorsed and backed all these years.
Come on now. Jesus is not Mike Pence. Jesus is Mike Pence's wife.
Well, even Mrs. Pence doesn't like Trump, so that's why I would think she would egg him on to try to remove him, but I guess she probably lets politics get in the way of her Christian principles.
That's why we have our forefathers decided to not allow religion to be
exactly
part of our Constitution.
But some people seem to think otherwise.
And we still continue to in the state, as you, I'm sure you know, in the state of Ohio, we now have to cremate any remains from an abortion. Now, I don't know who pays for that. Does the state pay
for it? I think the woman herself. I think that's outrageous, by the way. I don't think that's something government should be getting involved in at all as far as how a fetus is buried. I think that's crazy, you know. But
how did they do it before? Do you have any idea?
I don't really know. I don't know anybody that has an abortion, so I don't know.
Throw it in the medical waste?
It's a civil matter. It is not a matter for government.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. I do not believe... I'm an anti-abortionist, but a pro-choice person.
Well, absolutely. I would like fewer abortions, by far.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. But then many of these people don't even want to have the ability for people to avoid having a pregnancy because they don't believe in the idea of protection. So that's a double standard. Why not? Yeah. You know, that's really getting into crazy stuff, I think.
Well, my opponent from back in 2018, Tracy Jordan, has voted not only to not allow abortions to happen after the sixth week, a lot of women don't even know that they're pregnant in the first 6 weeks. But she also voted for that law to make you pay for having your fetus, or whatever you want to call it, the fetal tissue that is aborted. Now you have to pay for it to be incinerated or whatever you do.
But actually, cremation seems more crude. Why not a regular burial? I don't understand why cremation is preferable.
I think they had to leave both sides open because I think probably cremation is cheaper. I don't know. That's
I
don't a good
know.
Question. I'll have to ask her next time.
Isn't a six-week law in Ohio? I didn't think it was that limited.
That was voted on. I'm not
that
sure.
Was, that's the law in
passed.
Ohio, is it?
No, it's not. It didn't get passed.
Do you know how many weeks it is or months?
I do not. I do not. She voted for that. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a week, didn't we? Come on now.
And we were worrying about it when we were on that first hour, but we had no clue of what was going to happen. It's
right.
Like the bottom fell out. It's just beyond belief, and this is criminal what happened. I've just been totally beyond myself in the last week, and so is my son, who lives in Bethesda, Maryland, you know, and it's just shocking that we could have a president go and incite, and I think he did incite. I think the language is enough that if it wasn't for him being president, he could be brought up on charges, and I hope he will be after he leaves office.
Well, for certain, Giuliani...
he's off the wall. And people talk about Joe Biden's demented, which he's not. Giuliani is definitely demented. There's something really seriously wrong with the man.
Well, I think the hair dye melted into his ears and then got to his brain.
Yes, oh gosh. And to think he was once a reputable New York City mayor.
Yeah, yeah. People
he has fallen.
Yeah. I don't know what happens to those of us who get older, but there are some of us that get older that lose it all.
Yes, and in public, it's one thing if it happens, and it's a sad thing for a family.
Yeah.
And I'm sure his daughter has, you know, voted for Joe Biden and repudiated her father. The son, however, works for Trump, so I don't know. But I can't imagine either child is happy about it. Yeah.
Okay, now you're really good being the president. Presidential expert that I know that you are. You're really.
I don't
good.
Know everything, but
well,
I
know. But
a bit.
You know a lot, and you have a very good crystal ball. I've seen that in action. What do you think's going to happen in the next 7 days?
Well, he's going to be impeached, and a number of Republicans, we don't know how many yet, will vote to impeach, including Liz Cheney, the Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter, who's the third-ranking Republican.
Yeah, five.
Also, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, who I'm very impressed with, actually, because he's spoken out against Trump earlier. The indications are that in an impeachment trial, at least several Republicans would vote to convict.
I think it's five right now.
Pass.
Yeah.
Sass, I think Mitt Romney would, I think Lisa Murkowski would, I think even Susan Collins, who I have mixed feelings about now, would. And who knows? And apparently Mitch McConnell is leaving it open that he may really promote it or endorse it himself. It's possible, not before the inauguration, but it could be a conviction will occur later and will make it that he will not be able to ever run for public office again.
Yeah, and that was put in, what is it? It's Article 4 of something or other.
The 14th Amendment Article.
Yeah.
Not Article 14th Amendment, I think Section. It's a 3 or 4. I think it's Section 3.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that says that if you participate in anything that's subversive or
insurrection.
Insurrection.
Rebellion, yes.
You can't you can't be in public office anywhere, right?
No, and honestly, I think it won't happen. A lot of these members of the Republican Party in the House and Senate should be expelled, or at least censured. Maybe it's going to be hard to expel them, but should at least be censured. I think Josh Hawley is done as far as having any more future, and Ted Cruz, particularly those two. But also the members of the House, including the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, and the minority whip, Scalise. I mean, how could they, after all this happened, still move ahead on trying to deny reality?
Well, it's a good question. Now, didn't Cruz run against Beto?
Yes, yeah. 2 years ago. Unfortunately, his seat does not come up to 2024.
Yeah.
Same with Hawley, but in Hawley's case, a book deal is gone, and the newspapers in Kansas City and St. Louis have condemned him. And former Senator Danforth, who was a really respectable, reputable Republican senator, and who really promoted Hawley's career, has repudiated him. So I'm sure, you know, Hawley is really suffering, but he deserves it.
Yeah, he has egg on his face for supporting him. He did not only supported him, I think he actually kind of was the person that got him the job, basically.
Yes. Yeah. And Danforth is one of the best Republican senators in a long time. Not a liberal, but a moderate to conservative. I guess some people call him a rhino. But to me, he's a very reputable guy from years ago. I was even sorry when he retired, because I think he's really a great person.
Well, a lot of my Republican friends call a lot of people rhinos because they don't like them. It has nothing to do with... For our audience who doesn't know what rhino stands for, Republican in name only, it basically now is being delivered on people who are kind of center Republican, center
yes.
right instead of right.
That's correct.
Is that
like
correct?
Adam Kinzinger, who now I think should really be able to move up and become more significant, but he probably will have a lot of opposition because he's such a Trump critic.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. Well, we'll see in 7 days, 6 days and 12 hours or whatever it is. We'll see.
Actually, it's 6 days and 23 hours and what, in about 40 minutes.
That's right, yeah.
This hour, he's being inaugurated next week.
Yeah.
Biden, yes.
So we'll find out after that. I think a lot of things will change. A lot of opinions, which are hard, fast rules right now, will change to... I didn't really mean it that way in 7 or 8 days.
I'm very impressed with Liz Cheney. Really, she's a prominent number three behind the two people who went along with this farce. And her father was vice president of the United States.
I'm
really impressed with her, you know.
And a mean vice president.
Yes, and she's also a mean person.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I hear her, I imagine her as the female Dick Cheney. She even sounds like her father.
Yeah.
But for once, she's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, even people that are horrible sometimes can be right.
I hope she doesn't know how to use a shotgun.
Yeah, but Jim Jordan, I'm sorry, I know he's a local congressman. He's a disgrace. He really is.
We don't consider him a local congressman around here. Matter of fact, I don't know why people continue to vote for him, except this is a Republican area.
Gerrymandered also. Yeah.
We call it the Duck District because it's shaped like a duck. It has a little bill that goes off, and it has a little tail that goes up.
That's designed to make sure he has enough voters who agree with him.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
And gerrymandering needs to end, but it's not going to end, unfortunately.
Well, we have we passed a rule in the state of Ohio that it will be looked at again, I think, at the end of this year or the beginning of 2022.
Well, because of reapportionment
yeah.
of seats in Congress and. You know, and everything changes after the census. And by the way, the census I just saw this morning is not going to come up with a list of people, undocumented immigrants, as Trump wanted, which I'm very happy
shouldn't.
About.
But they do count all those people.
That's the point. They're going to count those people. He didn't want to have them counted.
Well, they have to be counted because the census requires that every person inside the boundaries of the United States is counted.
But he was trying to prevent that. He had lawsuits, and the Census Bureau resisted it, and they just announced that it's not going to happen. So he's lost in a lot of areas. And the wall, come on, the wall is a joke, the little bit that he's added, and it's not going to be added to under the new president.
I heard last night that he's added 45 miles of new wall, but he's claiming 470 some or something like that. But most of the rest of the wall is just a reverberation of the old wall.
Yes, and I thought it was only 25.
It might have been 25. 45.
Yeah. Whatever it is, whatever he says, you know he's exaggerating and distorting and lying. You know that.
Yeah, well, 20,000 lies, and I'm sure they're still counting above that. So.
And not only that, but part of the world that was being rebuilt, I think, they drilled through. You're not going to solve the problem with the wall.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that wall where it showed a hole in the wall that they cut out somehow. I don't know how they did it, but so it can be breached. Anything can be breached. And as long as we have airplanes and balloons and tunnels, you can get over and around a wall. So.
Yes, look at San Diego, how there's an underground tunnel that they were using to get drugs, and I was shot.
Well, you could dive into the ocean and swim around it. There is no wall that goes out over the ocean.
Yeah, but it's amazing to me how the ingenuity of people doing something evil, like selling drugs, they'll do anything to get what they want accomplished. Yeah. It's amazing. It really is. You know?
Well, I remember back in my good old drug days, we didn't buy it. We just grew it. Well, I lived in Indiana near the Kankakee River, and it grew naturally. Marijuana grew naturally on the Kankakee River. We called it Kankakee Gold, but since I didn't know how to turn it into something you could smoke, I never did that. But
I wonder if Mike Pence ever was involved in that in college.
Oh, of course not. His wife would have killed him.
We wonder. I don't know if he knew, but.
I'm sure he knew. Anyway, so we don't think that he's going to be impeached, right?
No, he'll be impeached. He won't.
He won't be convicted.
Part of it being convicted, 2/3.
Right.
It won't happen before the inauguration, but it could happen after. There's a chance if McConnell promotes it that it could be there. Suppose there's a list of up to 20 Republicans who'd be willing to do so, but they don't want the heat on them. They would not do it that quickly, but they could do it once he's out of office, yes.
Okay, so other than that, the only way to get the man out of the White House, well, he's out of the White House, I think he's...
That's if he leaves without being forced out.
Yeah, if he leaves on his own.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, on the 20th, when the inauguration takes place, he won't have a home in the White House.
Yes, but you know, honestly, he should leave a few hours before, because it takes about 6 hours to get the place ready for the new president.
Yeah,
and
sure,
if he doesn't leave until the last second, it's going to be off kilter, and then maybe Joe would not be able to actually come back to the White House, may have to go elsewhere for a couple of days, because I'm sure there's a lot of germs and bacteria there, because he doesn't believe in enforcing anything about this pandemic. So I think it's actually dangerous in a way, unless they have a full cleaning.
Well, I'm not even slightly worried if he doesn't get into the White House immediately.
No, of course not.
If he wants to sit out and let him defumigate the place for 2 weeks, it's okay with me. I'm concerned that he wants to have a regular inauguration. Now,
and I've come out against that on my progressiveprofessor.com.
Oh, yeah. I think he should
absolutely do it inside the Capitol building. It's Ronald Reagan did in 1985 when he was almost 74, the oldest inaugurated president until now, because Joe was 78. But that wasn't the only reason. It was because the temperature was 7 above 0 Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So it was the coldest ever, and the thought was, oh, my God, with a man 74 almost? No. So he did it inside. Otherwise, it's always been outside, but it's been done, and I'm actually hoping that it will be 0 degrees in D.C., but I don't think it's the forecast.
I think
he absolutely should not do it outside with all the top people of the government all together. It's very dangerous.
Yeah, I agree. Now, do you think they can, well, I'm not sure, can they bring enough people into the rotunda to make a crowd, or do you think they would just keep it nobody there?
Well, I think it wouldn't be ordinary citizens. No, in fact, in 1985, people came to the inauguration, came with plans for it, and were disappointed, but they couldn't see it except on TV, because it was inside. Only the government officials and all the people involved with government in any form. There'll still be hundreds, but it cannot allow ordinary citizens in. No,
I I don't think they would. Now, they say they're going to, it's going to be an iron lockdown around wherever it is.
Yes, it needs to be. By the way, I also would make sure that in theory every member of Congress could show up, but I would not let anybody in with any firearm like this nutty Colorado Congresswoman, yes, Lauren Boebert, who refused to go through, I think there was an issue yesterday about going through the procedure of being checked out.
The whatever the demon machine is called.
And also this youngest congressman in a long time, Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina, who's 25, and he is in a wheelchair, which is sad, but he also was complaining about it. I say these people, I don't know how they even got elected, these people. They're crazy, you know, but I say if they want to come to the inauguration, they're going to have to follow the rules or they will not be allowed in.
I think that would be easily mandated. I don't see how that they could demand to come to anything if they're not going to go by the rules, right?
And also, even though people are complaining like Lauren Boebert, there should be a mask requirement in the House of Representatives and the Senate, because you have to protect everybody. You can't just think about yourself.
Hasn't Pelosi made it in the House?
But Boebert has already complained, and Cawthorn has complained.
You can complain, but you're not allowed in without. So,
that's what happened last week when people were grouped together, trying to escape the threat, and the Republican Congress people, many of them refused to wear masks, and three Democrats since have gotten COVID-19. So I say you do not serve if you do not come in with a mask and leave it on.
I agree.
And if you don't like it, tough.
On Wednesday, next Wednesday, which is when the inauguration is, it'll be 40. The high will be 46. The low will be 34 in Washington, D.C.
Oh, you're looking it up. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
It'll be sunny, partly sunny. So.
And it'll probably bring larger crowds to come than would come otherwise.
Do you think there'll
be a major
will?
Crisis in 50 state capitals, too, including nearby where you are in Columbus?
Yeah, and I asked my wife if she wanted to go down and see all the fun. After I got up off the floor.
I would love to have seen that face of hers.
She is not a big fan of Glenn at times.
She doesn't like your humor, huh?
No. Matter of fact, I can guarantee she does not like my humor.
I think you're great.
I get on the phone. I was on the phone with you, maybe 45 minutes, and after it was over, she said, "What do you talk about?"
And you said?
I just said, we talked about a lot of different things, and they were all political, and she said, "I know. That's why the door was closed."
Yeah, do you know what I would answer to her as a joke? I'd say, just talking about our girlfriends.
I will remember that for the next time.
What would she do? Slug you, right?
She'd probably just look at me and roll her eyes. That's what she's done all my life. 51 years I've watched my wife roll her eyes.
Rolling eye disease, huh?
She's good. Her eyes have rolled 473 miles since we got married.
Why 473 miles?
I don't know. I made it up.
That's so funny.
All right. Well, anyway, Inauguration Day. Now we'll have both Biden and Harris participating in that. Who else will participate in that if they have a general inauguration?
Of course, ordinarily the president office will, but he's not going to. But Vice President Pence will be going.
Okay, yes.
Which is, I think, appropriate. Of course, the Speaker of the House will be there, and the Senate Majority Leader, and the Minority Leader.
Are these requirements that they be there?
I think the top leadership would be there. Not necessarily every member of the House and Senate, but I think a vast majority would usually be there. It'll be interesting to see how many Republicans show up, of course, particularly of those who voted to contest the electoral vote at the last minute. I don't know how many of them will, like McCarthy and Scalise, but maybe they won't. But all those people, plus the Supreme Court members, usually most of them are there.
Yeah.
Chief Justice swears in the president.
Is that a requirement that it's the Chief Justice swear him in?
I don't know if it's a requirement, but I'm not aware of any time where it was anyone other than the Chief Justice.
All right.
As far as I know, I'm not sure. I have to go back with that 17 Chief Justices. I'd have to do research to check in each case. Like, I'm thinking, John Marshall swore in Andrew Jackson, who hated his guts? I would think so, but I don't know.
So It's
I'm not sure, but let's say in modern times that's been the case. Like Earl Warren swearing in Richard Nixon, they were bitter rivals.
Were they?
He still did it. Earl Warren in 1969 swearing Richard Nixon.
All right. So Thomas is our Chief Justice, right?
Oh my God. Oh my God, don't make a mistake like that. No, no, he's an associate. No, John Roberts.
Oh, John Roberts is our chief.
Don't even.
I'm sorry.
No, I almost want to swatch you for saying Clarence Thomas. He's the worst of the worst.
Okay, well, I knew he wasn't a big fan of the left side, but.
Oh my God. In fact, his wife was involved in promoting dissent last Wednesday. His wife is a real character, Justice Thomas's wife. Unbelievable. No, Clarence Thomas may not show up. He often does not show up for State of the Unions when it's the Democrats. So I'd be interested to see in February what happens, whether, you know, some of them usually don't show up. Alito usually doesn't show up either. And frankly, who cares?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now
although Thomas as Chief Justice is a nightmare. It's not going to happen under Joe Biden, even if Roberts left.
I'm trying to get my foot out of my mouth. Speaking of wives, now I forgot.
You are forgiven.
No, thank you. I can't remember her name. Just resigned from Trump's.
The education secretary.
You know that's the problem of getting older. Mitch McConnell's wife.
Elaine Chao, yes.
Yeah, Chao. She just resigned.
Yeah.
Do you think there will be anybody left who could be part of the 25th amendment? There's only one.
Well, it looks like he's not going to do it anyway.
No, that's true.
They're moving ahead, but I don't know because I don't know if acting secretaries can be considered.
Would they count? Yeah.
Probably it can't be done anyway. But anyway, if it was going to happen, it'd have to happen right now before they vote later today or by early tomorrow. So I guess Mike Pence has shown he has no guts and courage.
Well, yeah, and I think he's weighed a lot of politics in on that, don't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I still think
he has no future. He'll never be in public office again.
I tried,
but he won't win.
Yeah, I think he thinks he can. So, yeah.
Well, a lot of people are delusional.
And we also have very short memories. We've allowed people to run for office that I would say shouldn't be allowed to run for office, but they run for office anyway.
Yeah, I must say that if you look at recent vice presidents, either party, Democrats have had Walter Mondale, who, by the way, just passed 93 on January
5th. Is that right? Huh.
And in fact, Carter's not going to be there. Maybe Mondale won't be either. But imagine, a week from today, it is 40 years since the two men left office. 44 years since they were elected or were inaugurated. There's never been a president or vice president alive 40 years after serving. So it's something to, you know, to really congratulate both on next week.
Yeah, sure.
That's even though Carter's not going to go because of the COVID-19, I don't know if Mondale or 93, 3 years younger, will either. But he, I think, stands out as the most active and engaged vice president, as historians see it, and political scientists. And right behind is Joe Biden. Uh-huh. And right behind Joe Biden is Al Gore. These are the three Democratic vice presidents. And now we're going to have Harris. But when you look at the Republicans, you look at Spiro Agnew. Oh my God! A crook who was forced out.
Yeah.
You look at Dan Quayle, who was an embarrassment.
I was in Maryland when he was forced out. By the way.
Yes, he was unbelievable.
He was embarrassing.
Dan Quayle and Dick Cheney, of course, smart but evil. I think, you know, in my mind.
And not a very good shot with a shotgun.
And that's true, yes. And now we have Mike Pence, who I think is a sad sack. He's terrible. There was the only vice president, I'm going to be honest, that were decent, I'd say, was Ford after Agnew left. Gerald Ford, and then he became president, but I think he was, and H.W. Bush was vice president. That was all right. But otherwise, really, the vice presidency for the Republicans has been a disaster in the last 50 years. And meanwhile, we've had three outstanding vice presidents who were Democrats.
Yeah.
And I salute those people.
Well, keep your presidential cap on, your presidential expert cap on, because I want you to tell me, will Pence become president in the last couple of days? Do you think that'll happen so that he can pardon Mr. Trump?
I don't think he would pardon him anyway. Honestly, I don't see why he would.
I thought that's why.
I think that would destroy him if he did that.
My guess
I would
was
say the only way is if somehow Trump resigns. He's not going to be removed by a trial a week from now.
Right.
Of course, if he dies, God forbid, because I would say God forbid, I don't wish harm on anybody, then obviously Pence becomes president, or if Trump resigns. But I would hope that he would not follow what Gerald Ford did. And Ford also waited a month to do it. To me, it would absolutely destroy Pence and totally undermine any reputation he has if he was to pardon him. So I would think that it's not going to happen, that Trump's going to probably be there to the last minute, may have to be dragged out, and he might try to pardon himself. That he may do, and his family, but I'm not sure it'll be upheld if it's sued in the courts, because I don't, at least for himself, I don't think so.
Well, the reason why I thought maybe Pence may have already, you know, they had a meeting. Pence and Trump had a meeting this past week after the riots.
Not in person, was it? I think on the phone, right?
Well, I thought it was in person.
I didn't think so. I'm not sure.
They showed a picture of one of those big black cars pulling up in front of the White House and Pence getting out. But
I'll have to check that. I wasn't aware of that. Yeah.
But anyway, they did have a meeting, and the one thing I can imagine they might have talked about, because they're certainly not going to talk about the presents they gave each other for Christmas. They might talk about what they're going to do to get the pardon from Pence. I mean, that was the only thing I could think they would discuss, because they were angry as hornets at each other.
Yes. Well, you know, it's hard to know. You can't read into people's minds. You might be right. I guess by next week we'll know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be an interesting week, though, because he's certainly not going to be removed by the Congress or by the 25th Amendment as things stand at the moment.
Right.
But, of course, subject to change. You never know.
Yeah.
He might resign. But then, of course, it will be a comedy thing. If Pence becomes president for a couple of days, he technically will be the 46th president.
Yeah.
I even heard this last night, people laughing about it, saying that would make Biden 47th,
yeah,
not
so
46th.
Those companies that made all those hats that say 46 on it, they're going to have to throw them away or sell them to Pence lovers.
But if indeed he is the 46th president for 2 days or 5 days, does that mean he gets a presidential library in the museum?
Yeah. Does he get the, $2 million protection money and
I guess for a few days, and then I suppose after he would have protection. But can you imagine having a 2 or 5 day presidency, and then we have a Mike Pence presidential library?
A library, and also you get some sort of retirement from being a president. So
yes,
he would get
it
that.
It just sounds funny before, because I've been telling even my students yesterday, I started my class, William Henry Harrison had 1 month, 31 days. So I just said there's a chance we might have the record broken by Mike Pence.
Would Harrison be the least amount of time as president?
Yes, 31 days in 1841, 1 month, March 4th to April 4th, when he passed away, yes.
Huh, that's interesting. So
31 days.
That's
so
a long presidency compared to what Pence would have, right?
Yes, right now it's 7,
tomorrow.
Down to 6, 5, 4. It could even be 1 day or less than a day.
I am convinced in my heart of hearts that Pence and Trump talked about his pardon when they got together.
Well,
yeah, I am convinced.
I hope you're right, for, so it'll make you look like a genius. I don't know. I still can't imagine it, but...
Well, I know I'm a genius. I know I'm a genius. Come on, Dr. Feynman.
Does your wife think you are?
Absolutely not. My dog told me I was. And she said it last night, so I know it's true.
Yeah, you're so funny.
Well, that's when I took her out. If I hadn't taken her out, she would have called me something else. So, all right, so the new presidency, what do you foresee as the... kind of the hallmarks of the new presidency, Biden?
Well, he's going to, I think, on January 21st, if not the 20th, maybe not the 20th, issue a whole group of executive orders to undermine a lot of what Trump did that he could do by executive orders.
Can he do that all in one day? I mean...
Well, there's talk he's planning to have 3 or 4 executive orders. I'm not sure on the day or maybe the next day.
Okay.
Maybe he'll even announce it in his inaugural address. It's not enough information yet. But yes, he can. And then, of course, he's going to be promoting a rapid action on COVID-19 because at the rate it's going, it'll take forever to vaccinate those people who are willing to be vaccinated. It's got to be sped up. And originally you said 100 days, 100 million. It really needs to be more than that. Because at that rate, it's going to take a whole year or more to get to enough people. So it's a real disaster. But he's also going to call for, indeed, a stimulus program, which will take a while. But I think within a month, we'll have the economic stimulus, because we have more unemployment now than we've ever seen since the 1930s.
Okay, now we sent out checks for, or whatever they were, for $500.
Stimulus payments, they called them, yeah.
For $500 for everyone.
$600,
yes. And we got ours, so I know that we
I got mine on New Year's Day.
Did you?
It was my checking account.
Mine
yes.
was somewhat after that. But now that went to all adults, and I was wondering, now if they're going to send out, if they decide to get up to 2,000, does that mean they're going to send to all children that got the $600? Are they going to send them $1,400, or is it only going to be the adult voters that get the additional?
I get the feeling it's going to be all adults and adult dependents that are adult
okay.
dependents. You know, people who are over 18 who are dependents. Children get less. But it's still not clear. Of course, they'll be negotiating back and forth.
Yeah.
Because we have an evenly divided Senate, so there will be problems. For instance, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, one of the 50 Democrats, doesn't like the idea of the way it's set up for the $2,000 stimulus. So there'll be a need to have some crossover by Republicans. But that's what Joe, I think, has always been best at, when he was a senator and when he was vice president. Even though they had the disagreements, he could cross the aisle.
Yeah.
He could get cooperation even from Mitch McConnell, John McCain, Orrin Hatch, and others. And I think Mitt Romney will at times work with him, and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, and even Ben Sasse and one or two others. So, but it's not final what will exactly happen, but it's going to be a very news-worthy week.
Yeah, it
after
will.
Wednesday, no question about it. But I'm just concerned about the march and the demonstrations that are expected by Saturday and Sunday before Wednesday, and how it's going to be controlled with all these right-wing fascist groups, Ku Klux Klan and neo-Nazi groups. They may have more people and more preparation, but you got to wonder, is it going to be adequate?
Are you convinced that there will be?
Will be what?
I was going to say demonstrations, but they're not demonstrations. The riots, do you think?
I think there's going to be an attempt at it, but it hopefully will be able to be overcome without having loss of life. But I don't know. I mean, I still can't get over how this happened, and there's a lot to be investigated, why the Capitol Police were not adequate, and why National Guard and others were not on call to get in right away. There's a lot that's not explained, but also we're discovering there are people who are professional people and people who are lawyers and people in the military and police officers, all involved in this, not just all so-called ordinary
right.
citizens, and yet they're able to be tracking it down. The FBI is doing a great job, and people are getting no-fly orders where they can't fly, and so I think we're going to really go after these people, but there'll probably be some people who will escape.
Oh,
as
of course
you said.
There will be, yeah.
But
there always are.
On the other hand, if they brag on Facebook or Twitter, they'll be tracked down.
Yeah, go ahead, brag.
Yeah.
And put your face out there. I was really shocked at how many of them didn't have their faces covered when they went in. I would say
and
at
many
least 70%.
Many of them were videotaping as well themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of mentally ill people, really mentally ill, and they're part of a cult, and they're following a Jim Jones kind of situation. You know,
sure.
Jim Jones, Guyana, 1978.
Sure.
These people are really mentally ill and dangerous.
Yeah.
And yet some of them have children who are hearing all this bull, and they're going to end up believing the same thing, so it can keep on promoting forever that Trump was denied his victory.
It's really
scary, the long-range effect.
It will go on. Now, tell me, what did you think when Mitch McConnell came out and said he's not going to whip the vote on the...
I was surprised, but honestly,
too.
I think he just wants Trump gone,
yeah.
because the Republican Party is in great disastrous situation now, and the party has no future unless Donald Trump's out of it. And if people don't want it, then they have to go and form a third party of extremists. But the Republican Party needs to move back to the moderate center, moderate right.
I think I kind of sense that there was language around that after the riots. And I'm going to call them riots. They were not demonstrations.
Yes.
The riots in Washington.
Insurrection.
The insurrection.
Yeah. treason, sedition. That's what it's called, yeah. Well,
tell it the way you think.
Well, it's not just me. It's a fact that all the authorities are saying that. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. And I'm guessing that I'm not sure whether it's that the Republicans who are changing their mind are seeing God, or whether they're just weighing their the statistics for their voting.
I think they're thinking how to save their own rear ends, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Well, we're down to 3 minutes.
Oh, shucks.
Tell me what you... Now, we will not have you on next Wednesday. We
at may 12, have you earlier, maybe.
We may have you earlier. I'll have to get back to you on that.
Okay.
But what do you want to leave us with before the inauguration?
I'm hoping that people will unite and try to give Joe Biden a chance, even those who don't like that he was elected, yep. And will try to promote unity that we desperately need, and that's the whole plan of Joe Biden. That's his main message of his inauguration, to promote unity. It doesn't mean we're going to always agree on everything, but stop this fighting that leads to such hatred on both sides.
Yeah.
And I blame that starting with Newt Gingrich in 1994 and the Tea Party after, and we need to get away from that. But we have a lot of people who wish Joe harm, and I'm very afraid because I think he's a great guy, and I wrote this article on History News Network calling him one of my heroes, along with Hubert Humphrey earlier.
Yeah.
And I'm just praying that everything goes well and that they're all safe and that we give him his chance. And, of course, there'll be opposition, but try to at least unite and do what's good for the country.
If there weren't opposition, we'd be in a dictatorship.
Exactly, yes.
Now, we've got a little over a minute. How about Vice President Harris? What is, other than being the stand-in vote all the time, what else is she going to be taking?
Well, I think she's going to be a very active and engaged vice president, a lot like Walter Mondale was for Jimmy Carter,
right.
Al Gore was for Bill Clinton, and like Joe Biden was for Barack Obama. It'll be in the tradition of Democratic vice presidents really standing out as exceptional, and I think they all do, and I'm very proud of all of them.
Yeah, now she is going to be on that in the office since it's a 50-50 vote in the Senate. She's going to be there a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we are down to our last few seconds, so thanks a lot, Dr. Feinman, and I will contact you about whether we can get you on a little earlier.
Okay. And in any case, we'll see each other on the 27th.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about what's happened since the inauguration.
Excellent. Have you gotten your shot yet?
No, but I'm trying to arrange for it. You know, I'm on
me
a
too.
List. But
me too.
I haven't been given an appointment yet. Have you?
I'm going across the street right now to our area where there's a clinic across the street that'll call me. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Down in London, Florida, it's not that easy.
No, it's not easy here, and it's hard to find out. So I'm going to go across the street right now.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that, and your wife as well, right?
Yep. Yep. Take care, and thanks a lot, Dr. Feinman.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP.